your call, but if you leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's amazing, I've said this hundreds of times now, and still no response. I had a decent weekend. I did a lot of hiking, but also had some good study. And it was fascinating because we just briefly touched on 1 John 3:17. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? And I questioned, does that apply to, the three that I talk about often, Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, and Chris Bitterman. But the thing that's fascinating is if you go to Luke 8:14, as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. The world's goods and this pleasures of life, same thing. Same word. So it's fascinating. So, the question is the comfortableness of position in the institutional church and the corporate world and things of that nature more important than a brother who may have a need, such as to get his family back? It seems that might be true. And it was an interesting discussion, and... I've learned, well, and the other thing is, and their fruit does not mature. I haven't checked to find the details and the meaning of that, but, the idea of we're called to mature, to be an elder, as in, somebody, an elder in the PCA, is called to, it should be somebody who has matured in the understanding of obedience to Christ, and of course, how is that reflected? Reflected in love. Offering grace, pursuing things like, reconciliation. So the question is, who's following Christ? Jim Cross, Rhonda Keynes, Chris Bitterman, or the guy that's trying to reconcile with him? Have they been choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life and have not matured? It's an interesting question. Dorothy Jane, the man who I would contend, and I believe has been demonstrated, has been maturing, is the one that's in love with you. And I'm not talking about your dad. I'm talking about your husband, me, Dorothy Jane. I love you.